Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back, baby, to part two of In Sickness and In Health. Do you believe that Valentine's Day is a waste of time?
I do. I do, yeah. But I listen, I wish that I was one of those people that
you wouldn't have been married to me.
But then you'd be happier, I suppose, wouldn't you?
Listen, Valentine's Day for
if I could find happiness in inane, pointless shit, then I'd listen to the radio. Like, I'll put Radio 1 on or something like that. I'll be like, this isn't fucking music. Taylor Swift, who's that? This is rubbish. But
that's true, you're happy.
Much better to be the person to go, oh, just listen to it. It just makes me happy.
Right, but Valentine's Day for me was a thing at school. It was like, if somebody gave you a card at school, you got like, you wanted to be the one that got like 3 or 4 cards. Nobody put their name on it. It was a mysterious thing.
That wasn't a problem for me.
Why?
Oh, I wasn't worried about getting cards.
Because you never got any?
No.
Aww.
I don't think I've ever had a Valentine's Day card.
I'm sure I've got you one before.
You must have got me one.
I must have done.
Yeah.
I probably got you a funny one.
Yeah.
I remember one I got you.
I bet I've still got it.
I got you one that said, I love you. No, it said something like, I would say I love you with... No. I got you a Valentine's card that said, I love you with all my boobs.
Right.
And then you opened it up and the inside said, I would have said, I love you with all my heart, but my boobs are much bigger.
That's right, yeah. I bet I've still got that.
Yeah, probably, you little freak.
Yeah. No, I am sentimental.
And you're
very
sentimental.
And I do think I'm quite romantic. I do think I can be. I can see the romance in stuff, in anything. But Valentine's Day, I think, is a little bit contrived.
Corporate, innit?
And a little bit, so it's just a chance for, you know, for people to go on Instagram and say, look how perfect we are.
With our, like, blow-up love heart balloons filling the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got, like, a balloon.
Yeah. He loves me this much.
Display.
Yeah.
No, that's not what it's about.
No.
Valentine's Day.
It's about fucking off with your pal and giving her peace.
No, yeah, exactly. Well, there's that. But also, you know, marriage, a strong relationship isn't about Valentine's Day. It's about going, how many trips do I need to do to the dump today for you, babe? All right?
And
you go, I'm going to, and I go, right, that's going to be about 3 trips. I'll get rid of that for you.
Yeah, that is, you've mentioned and picked up on the only thing that you do for me. Well done. Right, obviously, I assume you don't care if you receive absolutely nothing.
No, absolutely
I don't
not.
Care either.
Do you know what? You could genuinely stop getting me Christmas gifts and birthday gifts.
You say that all the time.
No, I really do.
I wouldn't
really
do that, though. That's a bit much.
I really don't care. Like, I really just don't.
Well, that's because you buy yourself everything you want.
There's that.
There's...
I did tell you that I wanted a guitar.
Yeah, and I said, no, it was too expensive. And you've been asking for the Lego Millennium
That
Falcon
is what I want. If you were ever going to... If you were ever going to give me a gift, I'd...
It's about 700 quid.
It's about 750 quid, yeah, but I want the Millennium Falcon Lego set so bad.
You're not getting it.
Do you know how happy that would make me?
Don't care.
I think if you could,
I'm
like...
I'm not spending 700 quid on Lego. That's mental.
If you could...
I mean, just listen, just play that sentence back in your head. £700 on Lego.
But you could not put a price on how happy it would make me.
I could. 700 quid. It's not happening. Is it lame to post about your partner on Valentine's? We've already just mentioned
yeah, so
that.
Yeah, so I think it is, because if I saw a post like that, like if one of my mates was like, oh, I love this girl on Valentine's Day or something.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what's going on?
So that makes you think that you don't believe it as much.
Yeah, I'd be like, is something happening there?
Fake. It's all fake, innit?
Yeah.
What's the worst / best Valentine's that we've ever had together?
We haven't done anything.
I honestly don't think we have.
We've never,
Valentine's
Do you know what, Claire?
Day?
I need to stop right here.
Go on, what? Is that a grey hair?
No, there is literally an insect. There's a spider in your hair. Oh, shit. Right, hang on. Whoa. It's just gone.
It's not dead. It's just a wee one. Don't crush him.
No, I wasn't. I thought we had a little bit of...
You're crushing him.
I'm not going to crush him.
Oh, he's jumping. He's a jumper.
Is that a jumping spider?
Oh, he's attached. He's a jumper. He was a wee jumper. Oh, there he is.
And I did notice a grey hair as well.
Best or worst Valentine's Day together?
Yeah. I can't remember a time that we've...
No. I think years ago probably, I think maybe once you've got your whole own Valentine's, that's probably your best. That's about
it. That's it, yeah, that's what I'm after. That's all I'm after.
Yeah.
And hopefully with Chris.
I was going to say, you're on the right path. here's something. Has Claire ever arranged or done something special for you, James, on Valentine's Day?
Have you?
I'm asking you. Let's see if he remembers.
You've not. Oh, God, you had me sweating there for a second. You've not, have you?
I don't think so, no.
No.
No, I don't think so.
No.
And then, I mean, we know what James is going to say. Who is more romantic, James or Claire? I mean, I exude romance.
No, it's definitely me. It's definitely me.
Yeah, it's definitely you.
But I like, you know... That's the thing as well. I think I'm quite romantic.
You keep saying that. Name something. Name something.
Well, like my little box that I've got of like stuff that we've...
Right, but that's got nothing to do with me.
No, but it's stuff that we did together. I think I've got like...
That's you being sentimental. That's not romantic.
I've got our like plane tickets to Barbados and stuff like that. Like I've still got all that stuff. I've got every single text message we've ever sent each other from the very first one.
Oh, God.
I've still got all that stuff.
They're mortifying. No, I can't be
asked
for
any of that. No, I think that's quite romantic. And I do think I'm quite romantic.
Right, but have you ever done anything romantic for me?
I'm sure I have. Must have done. I can't think of anything. You put me on the spot.
Well, if you'd read the brief to this podcast, you'd maybe be a bit more ready. Have you done anything romantic for me?
Well, I've actually written you a poem.
Go on.
Which is quite romantic.
Right.
You don't know about this.
You're lying.
I've actually written you a poem.
You're a liar.
I have.
Go on then. What rhymes with boobs?
No. This is called Curries, Clinking Beers and Podcast Cheers.
You didn't write this.
I actually did.
You fucking liar. You're
going to eat your words now, aren't you?
This is just going to embarrass me. I'm not going to like it.
No. 14 years of marriage, a story so sweet. Two boys, Harrison and Jude, their hearts beat. A podcast journey, a decade of delight. In sickness and in health, our love takes flight. Beers clink and curries sizzle. In our love story, a beautiful drizzle. A love that ages like a fine wine. Claire and James, forever entwined. In the realm of horror, your heart finds delight. Dark nights together, holding you tight. From scares on the screen to our cozy den, with you, my love, fear finds its end. Piles may test, but love withstands the strain. With Claire's support, every ache becomes a gain. In Dr. Danny's expertise, a healing embrace, our love story triumphs, standing firm in grace. So here's to us, a love so grand, in the vast cosmos, hand in hand, through podcasts and curries, laughter and fear, our love story echoes crystal clear. What do you think about that?
You didn't fucking write that.
What do you mean?
You never wrote that in your life.
That's us. That's all us.
Who wrote that?
Why did...
Before I slag it off, who wrote it?
No. That's a poem I wrote for you.
You did not write that.
Of course I did.
When?
During the week.
When?
Ray asked me to... Ray said, I think it'd be funny if you wrote a poem.
Not true. You did not.
I did.
I really don't want that to be true.
I'm hurt. I am hurt. I write you a poem. I wrote you a poem for Valentine's.
Yeah, no, thanks. I don't know what you want me to say. I'm really embarrassed. Thank you.
I thought you would love that.
I do.
I thought you would enjoy that.
Yeah, I love it.
Do you not like that?
Yes, you didn't write that. Why would you write that?
Why'd you keep saying I didn't write
it? Why would you write that? Why would you do that?
I was asked to. They said, "Oh, we think it'd be
funny."
You did
not write that. Dark nights together, holding you tight. That's not even true. I know you didn't write that. You get anywhere fucking near me. Who wrote this? Who wrote this? Who wrote it? Who wrote this? A listener wrote that. Who wrote that?
Well, I actually... So you don't believe I wrote that?
No, dear fuck.
You don't believe I would write something like that?
I do believe you'd write it, but I don't think you would do that to me. I don't think you would embarrass me like this.
I'm a bit offended that you didn't think I would write something like that, Claire.
No, I wouldn't put it past you, but I knew you didn't. The weirder it got, I knew you didn't. Anyway, I'm going to move on because I feel sick.
Sorry about that. Sorry I scared you there for a second.
Don't ever...
Don't write you a poem,
heaven, but do you know, like, the worst fear for me is, like, obviously it won't happen now. Well, I don't know, maybe second marriage, but, like, being proposed to publicly in a really romantic, like, I'd be like, oh, no.
I don't know, if it was someone that you liked.
No. No.
If it wasn't me. For someone that you liked, you'd probably go, oh, this is really lovely.
Like a big, massive public display.
If it wasn't my knees clicking as I was...
Help me up, Claire. You want this fucking ring or not? Right, I've got... let's move on, because Marona me. I've got a little marital mayhem.
Go on.
Hold on.
Oh,
we
sorry.
Need to do the marital mayhem jingle.
We got a jingle for marital mayhem.
You made up a jingle. Come
Did
on.
I? When
yeah.
was that?
Well, just go on, do it.
Marital mayhem. It's marital mayhem time. Oh, what's that? A bit of marital mayhem.
Good. Can I say, by the way, I think that's exactly the tune you did last time.
Did I do one last time? Yeah. I don't listen to this podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Okay, this is a message. There is no name, so I'll just read it. Hi, just want to say, totally love the podcast. Love a Tuesday to get my fix. So, I have a marital, non-marital question. What? Oh, they're not married. Right, got
okay.
it. I've been with my boyfriend for 7 years, both been in 20-year relationships / marriages before. Now in my mid-40s, very happy together, but I would like to be married. Do I pop the question? It's not a deal breaker, but I would like to be Mrs. and feel this would complete our relationship. My question is, do I ask? Is that acceptable? It is a leap year after all. Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is it really a big deal for men to be married? Is this just a girl thing? And if I do, any suggestions on how to help? Because he is a funny man and would love to do something humorous.
Okay.
Well, have you ever spoke to him about Kit Kats?
Maybe hide a ring in a Kit Kat or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen, I wasn't... And I'm going to say this now. I wasn't fussed about getting married to you, Claire.
Well, I wish you'd fucking told me that at the beginning.
Only because I would, whether we were married or not, you were stuck with me forever.
Yeah.
And just the fact that we were married didn't make any difference,
no.
I suppose.
I mean, you'd already got me pregnant, so
I suppose
was it. We were done.
I suppose because we were parents, it was nice to officially make that like a proper family,
yeah.
I suppose. But it's, you know, come on, it's the 90s. We're not still worried about that sort of thing, are we?
No, but what she's saying is...
If it was me...
She wants
So all I can do is put myself in this guy's position.
Right.
And if it was me and she said, oh, do you know, we've been together for so long, this is obviously us.
But they've had marriages before.
We've had marriages before, whatever. But this is us. We know this is us.
Yeah.
We found each other and... whatever, the only constant that we can definitely be sure about is that we'll always be together.
Right.
And if that was me, I'd be like, if you want to get married, we'll get married. If you don't, that's fine. When I woke up after our wedding day, I didn't just go, oh, God, I feel married.
Mm.
Like, it didn't...
I did.
It didn't change anything. It didn't change anything. Whether we're married or not, remember that. Whether we're married or not, you will never get rid of me. it didn't change anything. So
I can imagine, like, if we got divorced, you would still turn up on like a Friday night and be like, oh, "We're still doing curry night, Claire, right?" And I'll be like, "Yeah, like to my new boyfriend. Move up, James is here for his curry."
Yeah, we're not getting rid of curry night.
Make it Tuesdays.
I'd probably have to move somewhere where there isn't a good curry place or something like that.
Right,
that would be depressing.
That would be depressing.
Yeah.
Not me and the kids that you wouldn't see every day.
Well, that would be hard. But then
on top of that,
if
soggy poppadoms on top of that.
Yeah, that would maybe push me over the edge. But
well, the thing is, though, the question is, though, he must know how she feels. I would imagine if you've been together for a while, you would know each other. So he must know that she would quite like that. Unless she's never mentioned it.
So she says here, right, she said something, we've been in 20-year relationships / marriage.
Before, yeah.
So one of them has never been married, which I assume is her.
Maybe, yeah.
And he has been married.
Yeah.
And
there's nothing like a marriage to fucking put you off marriage, I tell you.
That's it, that's the thing. No, it's not about, you just never want to be married again.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing, I'd rather...
Once you get that sweet release, you don't want to do it again.
Until death do us part.
Yeah.
In sickness
and
in health. I would, if it was me, I'd be like, all right, yeah, if you want to get married, get married. But I don't know the fella. Don't know. I need more info on this one, to be honest
with
you.
Do you think she should go for it? It's a leap year. Now is the time.
Doesn't she say, I'm not really that fussed?
No, she wants to be married.
She wants to be married.
She says it's not a deal breaker.
It's not a deal breaker.
But she would like to be Mrs.
Right. I'm getting mixed messages here. Because it sounds like it is a bit of a deal breaker.
No, I don't think it is. I think she's just saying she would really like it. She's a bit worried to... I mean, talk to him. You'll be able to feel him out talking to him about it. Or you just go for it. You just get down on one knee.
I don't know what the big deal is. If you're going to be together, if you two
you
are
think in, she shouldn't worry about marriage?
Or he shouldn't. Someone shouldn't.
Right.
Someone needs to go, oh, I'm not fussed. I'll get married, I won't get married, whatever. Whatever you want. Whatever makes you happy.
He should. He should. Then give her, he should give her what she wants.
Yeah, if she wants to get married, then he should go, yeah, like, yeah, go on.
Right, so, okay, well, she's saying that he's quite a funny guy.
Yeah.
She would like to try and date in a humorous way if she was going to go for it. Yeah. Do you, as... I don't know, I'm the funny one in this relationship.
Yeah.
I mean,
go on.
Do you have any advice? Do you have any ideas? What could she do? Book the church and just invite them there? That'd be funny.
That'd be quite funny, yeah. Surprise wedding. Surprise, we're getting married.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not, like, listen, I'm not your guy. I'm not your guy for romantic gestures.
I thought you were so romantic.
Yeah, but I do think I am. But then some people
you're
just...
You're not romantic. You're just sentimental. You're getting me too mixed up. You've never done anything nice for me.
No, I do think...
You have me. The best you can come up with is when Claire spends all day clearing out the fucking house, you take the rubbish away.
I do think...
Go on.
Listen, I do think I'm a romantic guy, but I think everyone else who's romantic takes it too far.
You're romantic on my level.
I think I'm a romantic on a normal person's level.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, just so, oh, just you know, tell you what to do during sex. Just during having it off, go, I want to marry you.
Right.
And he will say yes. That's all you got to do.
Just wait for the right moment.
Just go, just when he's going, oh, oh.
Yeah, careful!
When he's sort of going, oh, you go, hang on a minute, I really want to marry you. And he'll go, okay! I'll do anything right now! Anything that you need right now!
Right.
Noted. That's all you need to do.
Noted.
It's all you need to do. And that's another thing, Claire. I was literally thinking about this the other day.
Uh-oh, oh Lord, okay.
You could rinse me if you wanted to.
Of what?
I don't know, just if you wanted... But the good thing about you is that you're not into sort of... You do like nice shoes and you do like a nice handbag and stuff.
Yeah,
but
not excessive. Once a year.
But it's like, I want this handbag. So you get that handbag and then you're like, well, I've got that handbag now, so I don't
want...
Yeah,
I'm all right.
Because
yeah.
I even asked you, like... Because I was like... the longer that we were in a relationship together,
right,
the more difficult Christmases and birthdays
it
are.
It is, yeah.
And I was like... Is there, because obviously I bought you that Chanel bag for our engagement.
Yep. We've never told that story on the
Have we
podcast?
Not told that story?
No.
I bought Claire
I
bought Claire a Chanel bag and then I said, well, hang on a minute. You got all excited.
He ultimatumed me.
You went, oh my God, oh, that's the Chanel bag that I've always wanted.
Yeah.
And I went, right, there's a catch.
Yeah.
And I said, if you want that Chanel bag, I also come with it. And then that's how I proposed to you.
Yeah, you said you have to marry me.
You have to marry me. If you want the Chanel bag, you're going to have to marry me.
Fuck, I really want the bag.
And I'm
already pregnant, so I might as well.
And then the other day I was like, is there another Chanel bag? And you were like, not really. I've got the one that I wanted.
Yeah, the little classic. Yeah. Very lucky. Love it.
Say if you wanted...
Still use it.
Say if you wanted a Chanel bag every 6 months or whatever. Like,
just ask it
during that. I go, yep, absolutely.
Genuine noise.
You've never done that.
I've never done that. No, I'm not a big present person.
You've never done that, but you could. So that would be my advice. Just do it during having it off.
What if I ask you to like do the dishwasher?
Fucking, it's done. Honestly, it's nothing.
Okay.
In that moment.
Right.
If you asked for anything, I go, done.
That's what you always say.
There'd be no...
Done!
Done!
Get out, pack up. I need to watch South Park now.
Anyway.
Remember that time you had to... Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
What were you watching? The history of Santa Claus?
I was watching a little cartoon history of Santa Claus. Anyway, carry on.
And I realised it was playing in the background. I was like, what the fuck are you watching?
Don't worry about it.
You got
anyway,
embarrassed, turned it off.
Don't worry.
Right. We're coming to the end of this week's very romantic Valentine's.
It has been a very romantic podcast.
Sorry?
It has been a very romantic podcast.
Yeah, it has. Right, but this, it's now time for the vow of change for the week. I've got one for you, James.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Now, I don't want you to take this the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be mean. I know you like to portray this big, bad, clear image.
Go on.
But I'm quite excited about Valentine's Day this year.
Oh, you are?
I think it would be a good idea for Valentine's Day. Actually, I'm going to double up on mine.
Yeah.
Number one, don't ever write me a poem.
Right, that's fine. That's fine with me.
Number two, I'm quite happy if you make other plans on Valentine's Day every year.
Every year.
Every year. I want to see it popping up on the shared calendar.
You want me to sod off?
Yeah. Why don't you make Valentine's Day a day for you and Chris?
Okay.
That could be the new thing. I can look forward to, I'll order my own dinner. I'll treat myself to a little takeaway.
Yeah.
I'll watch my Housewives or I'll watch a horror film and I'll just hang out with the boys and I know that I don't have to deal with...
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds fair enough.
Or being read poems or being given...
That's fair enough.
...token flowers act like I give a shit.
I will not write you a poem. I can promise
yeah.
you that.
Yeah.
And it just depends whether Chris is free next year
that's
as well.
That's true, yeah. That's true.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that for you.
Beautiful.
My... Right, here's what I want from you. And again, I don't want you to take this the wrong way.
Oof.
I don't want you to take this the wrong way.
Okay.
I think... Uh-oh. And I mean this with love and kindness.
I'm worried.
I think this DIY Claire...
Don't you shit on my DIY box.
I think it's a shit idea.
It's such a good
idea. I think
idea.
There's a reason why no one's done it.
I just don't think there's been anybody clever enough to...
I think you should drop it. And I'd like that in a vow. I think you should just let it go.
Let it go?
Just let it go and we can move on with our lives. Because we've brought up this fucking Claire DIY box thing. What's this, 3 podcasts in a row now?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm ready to move on.
But what if we're sitting
on a
gold mine?
We're not. We're not sitting on a gold mine, Claire.
Does everybody else agree that I should drop it?
They're not going to say yes, okay?
Well, they didn't say anything, so I'm taking that.
Everyone just ignored the question.
I thought it was a really good idea. Okay.
It's a bad idea. It's not even a bit good.
Right, okay, fine.
Okay, right, I'll go first. I promise from this day forth that I vow to always spend Valentine's Day away from you.
What a terrible
so that you can have a lovely evening.
Uh-huh.
You can eat whatever you want. You can watch whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be there bugging you, burping, farting, coming to you with my stupid problems.
Shitting myself.
Trying to ask you what day of the week it is, things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Asking me how much electricity weighs.
Yes, I promise. I promise I will let you have Valentine's Day. It will be a special day for you.
Beautiful. Oh my God, that's so exciting.
There you go.
Okay, I promise that I will...
From this day forth.
I promise from this day forth that I will forget about my genius DIY in a box delivered to your door. I mean, even saying it is brilliant.
It is brilliant, Claire. Do you know what? I just don't think the world's ready for it.
Okay.
I think it's so far ahead.
Okay. I tell you
so forward thinking, such a brilliant idea that I think the world would explode if it became a thing.
All right, I'll let it go for now.
That's not a vow.
I'll let it go for now.
That's not a vow.
Secretly, I'm going to be working on it because I think this is $1 million idea.
Okay, well then I'll put this forward. If you're listening and you are a business person,
yeah.
If you actually do have some kind of business acumen,
we've got a proper Bannatyne
where you. Maybe you're a success. Maybe you're a successful at it as well. Maybe you've got some quid in the.
I only want successful. Yeah,
you got. If you're listening to this, you got some money in the bank because you've invested in some kind of idea or something like that.
Give me your opinion.
Get in touch with Claire.
Yeah.
And tell her what you think of the idea.
Yes, I'd be up for that. Taking it for you is a bit. I can't accept it.
Okay.
If a real businessman or woman, nothing against women, gets in touch.
See, I said business person. I was sweating when I said that.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I mean, I'm not going to leave it in charge of your bud, though.
Yeah,
just some
silly old care in front of... She'd probably come up with some fucking idea like DIY in a box or something.
Right, I'll let it go for now, but get in touch because I think it's good.
All right. Well, thank you very much for listening, guys.
The spider's back. It's on your mic. Look. Right there.
Oh, there it is.
How the hell did it get back up here?
It jumped.
It's
that
a
is
jumper.
So cool.
If it jumps on your face right now, I will love it.
That is so cool. I can see all its eyes and stuff.
Can it's you got really? Like the... Is that little? Is it one of those little cartoony ones?
Yeah.
Oh, it did jump. Did you see that?
You're never going to pick that up on the camera, but that was genuinely, that's the most amazing thing that's ever happened on this podcast. I wish you guys could have seen that because that's more entertaining and interesting than anything we've ever done. I'm going to carry on talking while this little fella's on my microphone. Don't forget to subscribe to us on all platforms and follow us at In Sickness and In Health Podcast, all one word, to take part in our weekly polls and send in any stories.
Oh, God, it's moving
messages,
a lot.
Or voice notes that you wouldn't tell your
partner
about.
It's going to jump in your mouth.
All that's left to say is...
See you next Tuesday.
Bye, guys.
Have a good Valentine's Day.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.